Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And the winner's Hov, my man. Speech. First of all, I want to thank my connect, the most important person with all due respect. Thanks to the duffel bag, the brown paper bag.
So you still got that dog?
Huh?
Still got that dog?
What dog?
Your new dog.
Yeah.
You have a dog?
He's our dog now.
Oh, it's our dog.
I knew that dog was going to be your dog.
About time you would finally admit it.
What is the dog's name?
Dre.
I like that.
Did you buy this dog, or did this dog just come to your house?
So all over South Florida, there's a thing. All these high school kids foster dogs so they could get their hours.
Genius move, by the way.
Of community service. And you get a lot of community service hours for fostering a dog or animal. Some of them, they do all different kinds of pets, right? Mm. I say, hey, look here. Daddy's still black. Don't come up in here with no wildlife. You know what I mean, right? No, like,
no snakes.
No snakes, no. You know, just all them, the other little vermin that people keep as pets that, like, no. So they came home with a Belgian Malinois. Now, the dog is cool. The problem is, when you get a puppy, after 2 months, right? Because he's with his mom, right? We got this puppy at 5 weeks old. So he's literally chewing on everything. And then he just runs. He chews, he'll pick up a shoe and make a run for it, right? The other dogs, like, he plays with all the other dogs. He messes with all the other dogs. But Zeus made his point real clear the first second he came up in the house. So every time Zeus walk around the corner, he go the other way. But it's crazy because Zeus is like the nicest of all of them. The one that everybody thinks is terrifying is not, is Luna, who barks all the time. Anything moves, she barks. So,
well, yeah, congratulations on your new dog.
I mean, yeah.
Happy for all you. Right,
yeah. Thanks.
You got a big yard. Huh? Got space for it.
Yeah, but like when the grass is not cut, man, Dre gets kind of lost. I mean, Oreo likes it because he ain't the smallest dog in the house. The problem is,
how big is this dog going to get?
He's 10, 15 pounds now, but it's only 8 weeks old.
Yeah, so I'm saying, is it going to be bigger than
70
Luna?
70 pounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering what's going to happen when this dog, when this dog gets to 60, 70 pounds, And they realize, uh-oh, mm-hmm. right?
Let's get the headline.
And why don't dogs understand that?
What?
Like, when they see some a smaller animal than them, do they not understand that, hey, this he ain't going to be this size forever?
I don't think they understand
that. Right. I don't think it computes. Okay, I think you just are what you are at that point.
I hope Dre ain't keeping receipts.
Yeah, for sure. let's get the headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Text, he says, I'm interested in knowing in whether any of you think the Finns roster is improved from last year. Do you feel like the roster with the moves they made, or is the loss of Christian Wilkins make them worse? Leroy?
No. Because here's what I would say. You added Calais Campbell, who is very good. Not as mobile as Christian Wilkins, but then there's not a lot of DTs that are.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a unique one in that. Then if you bring somebody in like Jonathan Ogba, right? Emmanuel Ogba.
You made Jonathan Ogden.
Yeah.
Because you thought of one giant and went to another.
Yes. And what happens there is that you become a little bit different because now you go Sealer and one of those guys. Now you're pretty big up front. So now it's more important because you can get that push up the middle, which maybe it wasn't as you didn't do as much of it last year, just the way Christian played.
Mm-hmm.
You get that push in the middle. Now it's more important for your outside guys to get pressure. So now more pressure probably falls on these young guys until everybody gets healthy.
Yeah, I mean, like, secondary is going to be interesting because Xavien Howard's gone, but he was getting hurt basically every year.
No, wait.
Hmm?
He wasn't getting hurt. He was getting burned.
He was hurt.
Okay.
You don't think he was old?
Huh?
Has he signed with anybody?
No.
Still no, yeah?
No.
Is he trying to skip camp or is he waiting for somebody to get hurt?
No, I don't know. I don't know. But yeah. No, he was getting burned. He was getting torched. And I get it. This is what sucks about this sport. Exactly what I'm talking about right now. Exactly what I talk about Tua, right? Like, you knew damn well watching Tua, his body didn't look ready to play football. But you throw him out. Oh, just throw him out there. See what he can do. And now you hold it against him. Same thing with X. Like, he was banged up. And so what happens is you're moving yourself towards a position because of the way players are getting criticized that if they're not 100%, they're not going to go.
Mm.
Because we don't say, oh, well, he gave us everything he had. Well, and it's a bad situation to be in because players want to play. But now do you have to think of, okay, well, if I go out there and play and suck it up or stink it up, then I could get cut. So do you risk it? And this is where this is going.
Yeah. But they got Kendall Fuller from Washington. Everybody kind of raves about him. They say that that's an upgrade. I don't know.
Where?
At corner.
Corner?
At corner. Right. They got the dude Jordan for their new linebacker because they got rid of what the hell is his name escaping? He was on the Dolphins forever. Linebacker. Jerome Baker. Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah.
And so, I think
they got him here.
Jordan Brooks is their new linebacker.
They've gotten better at linebacker, just more versatile, okay? I think they've gone differently at D-tackle. I don't know better, but as much as
different. I don't think we can say better. We don't know.
Right? They're just different because they're going to be more physical up front.
I don't think you can deny that they lost one of their best defensive players.
Yeah. But, and how they do up front is all going to be predicated on whether those guys on the outside could get there.
Yeah, for
they've
sure.
They got depth at the pass rushing.
Yeah, for sure. What they're going to, I mean, like what they honestly got last year from Wilkins and Sealer was crazy because they made those guys play every play basically.
Right.
Had no depth, so they're going to rotate guys in and out and see if that's fresher. Bob and weave defense. You weave guys in and out. That's what the bob and weave defense does. You're bringing some veteran savvy with Jordan Poyer, with the secondary.
Veteran savvy.
Oh, some savvy, dude. Dude.
Can you grill it?
What?
I like to grill me some savvy.
And then on offense, I think they are. I mean, honestly, on offense, you actually have some more options at tight end now.
Just be healthy.
Yeah, just be healthy. I think, and adding Odell Beckham Jr. and Johnny Smith, you basically lost nobody. I mean, how could anybody say that the offense isn't upgraded? So, I'd say, yeah, I think they did. I think overall, if you really looked at it, huge loss with Wilkins being gone, definitely. But I do feel like they've supplemented it on paper. We'll see. And then offense for sure got better. Tech says, though, I know that Chris Greer called to Agba has to be awkward. I don't know. Do you think it is awkward? Paid him a lot of money.
Hell yeah, it's awkward, bro.
Is it, though? He paid him a lot of money, and then he goes, hey, guess what? Old Fangs ain't here.
Let me tell you this. Sorry. Remember what I said. It's like breaking up with your girlfriend right when her birthday comes, but getting back to it with her afterwards. You broke up with him on March.
Yep.
Right? Broke up with him. And not only did you break up with him, you told him that, all right, I'm going to break up with you, but the hit's not going to happen until June.
Well, I think it's awkward if he's like, do I get that Shaq Barrett money? And he goes, no.
Does Shaq Barrett's money count against the cap?
No, they get it back, I think.
Okay.
So I think they get like $7 million more back. So they're at like $19 million in space right now.
So yeah, what if he...
So if he tries to flee, so then like, that's what makes it awkward. Is like, because they bring him in for a workout and then they got to actually talk money. How much does he want to play for?
How much was he
for?
Making last year?
A lot. I mean,
$10 million.
He was one of the highest paid players on the team.
So if he was making $10 million and you were signing Shaq Barrett to $8 million, he could come at you as like, well, that $2 million now.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
that $2 million difference, you kind of need me.
He goes, what do you think? And he goes, this is the standoff. He goes, well, I don't know. What do you think about Jalen Phillips' leg? How, like, what's that worth? Which, by the way, I was unaware of the term calf girth until this vacation.
What's calf girth?
Well, Jalen Phillips, he's beating science, right? So he's beating science. And I was texting Leroy about this while I was on a beach. Because if you guys saw Jalen Phillips, he was killing his ladder drills. And then he was also running like a damn gazelle. But a lot of people have concern about his calf girth. And he has let everybody know calf girth, it takes a little time for the girth to come back on a calf.
You mean atrophy?
Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
He called it calf girth.
How many times have you said that already?
Well, that's the term that he used. I wasn't aware of it.
I think he likes saying the word calf girth.
I think he does too.
I'm telling you, that's what he said. Here he goes. Somebody said, he said, Jalen Phillips, this was his tweet. Full calf girth doesn't come back for years post Achilles rupture. Sometimes never. Y'all can relax. Relax. It works just fine. Process. Thumbs up emoji.
See you at the end of October.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. But don't worry about this calf girth. That's all I'm saying. Because that was, you know, just in case you were wondering.
I wasn't.
Beating science.
He ain't beating science.
No, he's beating science.
Dude, if he's going to play middle to the end of October.
Maybe.
And guess how long would that be? That would be faster. Almost a year.
Yeah.
Okay. He ain't beating science.
It's coming close.
No, he's not.
He's right there with science, neck and neck.
Closer than I think.
It's closer than you think.
Go ahead.
The fact that you were thinking about his calf girth while you were on
that is a little weird, Toby.
It's a little concerning.
You shouldn't be thinking about no man's calf girth.
I didn't think about it. You brought it up. Somebody.
Now, while you were on the beach.
On the beach.
When I was on the beach, I was scrolling on Twitter. I see, oh look, Jalen Phillips. He's beating science. And then somebody mentioned his calves, and he goes, don't worry, calf girth comes back.
Hey, yo.
Telling you.
Think about this. He's not beating science.
He's beating science, dude.
How?
Because he is.
How?
He's, dude, he couldn't walk 4 months ago. Look at him now.
Yeah, okay.
Moose.
Yeah. How's he beating science?
Has he done anything with that heel?
No.
Okay. So he's not beating science.
No,
he's beating science.
He's not beating science. How?
Look at him.
No, look at what?
Look at what? I can lift through you. Listen.
Look at him. He's beating science. Okay. That's him beating science.
That's not beating science.
He's doing beating science, dude.
You know when you beat science when you can get back and do the activities you did before.
Exactly. Lifting weights is something he still could have done.
There's no walking. No, that's not fair. Something he's doing that he could have done before.
Yeah, there's no QBs to sack right now.
Yeah, you can't even put cleats on.
Exactly.
So you're not beating science if you can't put on cleats.
He doesn't have to beat that type of science right now. Right now, the science he has to beat is beat the ladder. That's the science that he's beating.
Wait, what?
No.
Back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. See, Le'Veon Bell now wants to fight Jake Paul.
Jake, like, the one thing I would say about running backs, they have a different level of toughness.
He did knock out Andrew Peterson.
Who?
Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
So he's boxed a little bit.
But also, what happened to old boy, the Miami running back?
Oh, Frank Gore. Ooh. That was when he didn't get knocked out. He got he was in that ugly fight. He got memed because he had a weird face when he was fighting Darren Williams.
And Darren Williams was just, he wasn't boxing. He was just swinging all over the place.
He was swinging all over the place. But did you see any of the highlights of Jake Paul, what he did this week?
No, I just saw it on Twitter.
Yeah.
He pieced old boy up.
Killed him.
Nasty.
Killed him, dude. Make you worry about, now you're against Mike Tyson doing this, yes?
No. I'm all for Mike Tyson doing it.
Why?
You think he's going to do that to Mike Tyson?
Mike going to hurt him. Those punches that Perry was hitting, if Mike hits, all right, let me ask you this. You mentioned it earlier. Perry did hit Jake Paul with some punches, correct?
Yes.
If that's Mike Tyson that hits Jake Paul with those punches, what happens?
I don't know. He's 60.
He still is a strong man. He still packs a punch.
Mike Tyson was losing to professional boxers by the end of his career, guys. I don't know what this resurgence you're hoping for. This is a young man who's juiced to the gills and not as embarrassing at this as you guys think he is.
Mike's going to punch him. If Mike punches and connects, he's going down.
I think it's a very bad idea for him to do this. I'm just telling you. And I think people are going to get really mad because Jake Paul's going to do this and he's going to hurt Mike Tyson, or two things are going to happen. It's going to either be awful, or if he really hurts Mike Tyson. There's not this ending with Jake Paul getting knocked out by Mike Tyson is not going to happen.
See, this is the thing. I hear this. Okay, but I never hear the prognosis that Mike might hurt this guy, kid
he's
as
not
well.
Going to. He's not going to.
How are you telling me a 60? Okay, let me ask you this, Tobin.
Mm-hmm.
if it was Tobin versus Mike Tyson, you would say Mike Tyson would beat your ass, right?
Of course.
Okay, why? Because even though he's 60 years
old.
I've
been training for the last 4 years like Jake Paul has.
You don't think Mike's been training?
That's because he got Alfredo running through his veins.
Hey, listen.
You don't think Mike could be having Alfredo running through his veins?
No.
I wish it was some better Alfredo. It was terrible this week. That was the only bad meal I had in
really?
DR. Yeah, everything else was delicious.
It seems like, and this is a shame that I'm going to say this, but it seems like when people want to go cheap, they go Italian. And it really shouldn't be that way because I know some awesome Italian dishes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right?
I don't know. But
like when we go to Italian restaurants in Florida, like the meatball makes the whole thing, right? Whenever you go to Italian restaurant, you got to try their meatball.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to try the meatball. But for some reason, they treat meatballs in other places differently.
Yeah.
It's like we can put a whole bunch of meatballs out there. That'll fill them.
I just think, like, look, Jake Paul, I get it. Mike Perry is a bare-knuckle fighter. He's got no defense. He was a pretty below-average UFC fighter. You know, like, he's taken on better UFC fighters. I think everybody kind of went into this and was like, Mike Perry's got a little pop. He's a little crazy. But he was a guy that he was going to face on a silver platter. I will say, though, I hadn't seen Jake, other than those tomato cans that he obliterated the last two fights. Jake Paul put a beating on him like he hasn't put on anybody. He really, really hurt that guy. Like, bad.
All right.
So, I don't know. I just think it's a bad idea. I've said it's a bad idea from the start that Mike doesn't.
Mike's going to hurt him.
Well, isn't it?
Dude, let me tell you something.
Until October?
He couldn't get on a flight. Like, he's having medical emergencies. He's not fit to fight.
Can I just say this?
Mike's going to hurt him.
No, you want Mike to. Like, if it was. Obviously, if this was Iron Mike, Kid Dynamite. Of course he'd kill this kid.
This isn't Iron Mike.
This is Olden Mike. He's old.
This is
too old.
This is Ayahuasca Mike.
Oh my God. Maybe you should fight Aaron Rodgers.
Oh my goodness. Could you imagine that fight?
Imagine.
Yo, bro. What's up, Mike? We really doing this? Mike said, yeah, in about 2 seconds. I'm going to put my fist through your chest. Oh, okay.
I mean, are we not forgetting that they had to subdue Mike to hurt a fellow
that was
professional boxer?
30 years ago.
What, Roy Jones?
30 years ago.
That wasn't 30 years ago. That was like four. Oh,
did you see the shape Mike Jones? I mean, did you see what shape Roy Jones was in?
They both were.
He looked like Great White Hype.
Roy Jones did not train for that fight.
He looked like the Wayans brother when he was in Great White Hype.
And he dearly paid for not training for that fight.
He didn't get killed. Like, he lost.
He was urinating blood.
He won, dude. And that's still, but there's still even a difference. Like, look, we have seen how 4 years can make a big difference of age. That's 4 years ago for Mike Tyson. There's a difference between 53 and 58. And especially when you got to fight a kid who's juiced to the gills.
I'd say, ask me.
My Brooklyn bias would not allow Mike to lose.
But this is what, like, you don't want, this is why they're going to get everybody.
For
you're
the
all
same
gonna,
reason why you're celebrating a Heat championship in Summer
in the
League.
In the Summer League, exactly.
And you're going to get mad at him for feeling that way about Tyson? Well, you can't be the only one that have the crazy fandom.
Pella Larson's in his prime.
She already been married twice.
That's a good one.
Pippa?
Larson Pippen. By the way, Scottie Pippen Jr., with a triple-double. Only like the fourth player in summer league history to ever.
Oh, really?
To get a triple-double.
It was that kid they were like from South Sudan. They were like, triple-double for him.
Yeah. Everybody's, in an exhibition game.
Feel bad for South Sudan. Everybody's like, oh, this is such an embarrassment. It gives them credit. Those guys had some ballers. And Luol Deng put that team together.
They all played college basketball or some sort of NBA basketball.
Dude, that guy who hit the three, JT Thor, I didn't know he played on the Hornets.
For the Hornets, yeah.
That's a great name.
What?
JT Thor.
Come on, if I'm Del Curry, every time he hits a three, he hammers a three. Come on, man.
You just call him Thor. You don't call him JT, right?
Well, his name is JT Thor.
No, you got to call him Thor.
Thor with the hammer.
You see what Conor McGregor did to Mike Perry afterwards?
No, I did not. Because, fired him.
He fired him.
He says, you're a bum. Fired him.
It's not nice.
Wait.
It's not nice.
Maybe they had an agreement. He said, if you go out there and embarrass yourself, I'm taking you off. I'm taking you out.
Well, he's not the president, though. Like, Conor McGregor's not allowed to fire him. He's not Dave Feldman.
Oh, really?
He's part owner, but now he's fired him online. And, like, look, when we talked to Dave a few weeks ago, he goes, look, I know I'm kind of taking a risk. I don't think he thought it was going to be that bad. That was really bad. Right. He got killed.
Well, it seems like everybody that fights him just takes the money and they don't train for it.
Possibly. It didn't look like he didn't train.
Huh?
It didn't look like he didn't train. That's how he fights.
Really?
Yeah. He doesn't fight. The only thing he's good at is bare knuckle. Straightforward, no defense.
The other guys don't punch as much.
Yeah. He's like, all I got to do is just punch you more in the face. Like, great. That's
Call
why he's
that
made
Tuesday.
For that sport. It's different.
Right.
Different sport.
All right.
Le'Veon Bell, though. He wants to fight Jake Paul.
All right.
We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens. But pretty, I thought after that, I'm like, this is a terrible idea to have him fight an old man.
No, this is going to be great. I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Say he does beat Mike, right? Say he does. Then that means actual real boxers are going to want to fight him just to, you know, make sure that the sport, to save the sport. Like,
Then who's he going to fight? He's going to fight like an Andre Ward who's 42?
He probably fights Floyd.
What? His brother already did that.
And yeah, but Floyd will actually like punch him.
No. Floyd ain't getting in the ring with a dude that big.
There's no shot.
He's not.
Okay. Andre Ward.
I don't know if he'd do it. Andre Ward's pretty set on retirement.
Oh, yeah.
But you never know. You never know what number will get people calling back.
You know, if he keeps on winning, it's going to be somebody's going to throw, hey, he should fight Canelo. Because that would be a...
No, you can't.
Listen,
he's
not...
200 plus pounds.
That's the number one guy he wants to take on. He wants to take on Canelo.
Yeah.
I mean...
He could lose some weight to take on Canelo. He'll probably...
That's the thing, is Canelo's going to be like, yeah, I'm not doing this, you fighting at 200. Like,
right.
Your ass is going to come down to like 160. Whatever it is. I'm going to drain your ass.
drain that, HGH. Because then, yeah, that's a legit fight because you're going to have all the fringe eyes and the boxing eyes all looking at this fight.
I will say, Jake Paul looks like he's going to have another head growing out of his neck soon.
Jeez, he is.
He's juiced to the gills.
Juice, bro. Like, not even the juice.
I'm not even hating. That's like, everybody knows the game when you fight him. You know what it is. Man, back after this. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
No digital. Oh. Welcome back, everybody. No digital Tobin trying to leave early to get to the airport to go to.
No digital Tobin.
Big Ten.
Media Week.
Yeah. Leroy won't be there. A guy who actually played in the Big Ten. But hopefully I can I'll get him to get the Michigan coach. Shamar Moore.
Shamar.
And then I'll get him to, because of my own personal reasons, Kirk Ferentz.
Okay.
Kirk Ferentz is one of my favorite coaches. We were in Cleveland together.
Oh, okay. So he was under the Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick, yes.
Got you.
So, and I've always had mad respect for him. Dude, you know how usually intense offensive line coaches are?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't.
He was cool.
Laid back and cool. In fact, when you hear him talk, laid back and cool. It's probably, and he's been that head coach for, I mean, he's the longest tenured football coach in major college football. Will you look it up? Kirk Ferentz. Got to be almost 20 years, right?
At Iowa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to be the most tenured coach in college football. So it's just really cool. He's just a cool dude. There's two coaches that, for different reasons, that I've always been a fan of. Kirk is one of them. And the other one is, I'm trying to think of Lewis for Cincinnati. He was in Cincinnati. Marvin Lewis.
Okay.
And Marvin Lewis had a rule.
Yeah, Kirk Ferentz is the longest tenured active college football coach.
How many years?
24 years.
24 going, years.
Yeah, he's heading into his 25th year this year.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
Yeah, he was 1999.
Hey, they can't score, but they can play some defense.
Dude, if you look at the list, it's Ferentz, Mike Gundy in Oklahoma State, 19 years. Kyle Whittingham.
Gundy been there that long?
Yeah, Kyle Whittingham in Utah is going to be 19 years. And Dabo Swinney, Clemson, 15.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, before that, it was it would have been Nick Saban, right?
Saban would have been the longest tenured.
No, Saban didn't come in the 90s.
For Alabama?
Yeah. No, because he coached in coached Miami.
He's been with the Tide since 07. He was in with he would have been
said.
He would have been like third after
third,
Gundy,
right,
after
right,
Gundy and
right, right,
Ferentz.
Right.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean,
is there any part of you that feels FOMO for not going on this trip with Tobin?
What?
Fear of missing out? Do you have any case of FOMO?
No, I don't.
You know, I learned a long time ago in this long life that don't miss nothing you never had. Right? Appreciate what you have and don't miss nothing you never had. Spend your whole life looking for something or wishing for something and you don't get it and you didn't enjoy the life you had. So I don't get that. I don't get
it. Wow, that's deep. It's very wise of you.
It's just reality, right? Like, you ever meet those people, no matter what they got going on, they never seem satisfied? That means that you have never got to enjoy the life that you had, regardless of what that life is. Make the best of it. That you always wanted this life over here. You always wanted to do that so that the people around you, you made miserable because you couldn't get the life you wanted. And maybe the life that you had was pretty damn good. So I just say, hey, but I'm good. I'm not gonna lose no sleep over something I never got to experience. I don't know if it would have been great for me anyway. I wish they would ask me. Right? Just like, I mean, I did play in the Big Ten. Right? I do know a lot of participants of Big Ten Media Day, including the athletic director at Michigan, who I've known since I was 10. And we went to Michigan together. Could have did that, but they didn't ask. And to be honest with you, I don't even know if I would have said yes. So I'm not putting that on Lynn or nobody. I think a lot of times they avoid it if, you know, because I've been known to give smart aleck responses to questions.
Really now?
So I think a lot of times they say, I don't want to deal with this. Like, just go. So I don't get mad at them. I just make, but that don't mean I'm not going to make fun. I'm like, so last week, me and Toba went by saying, I mean, me and Marcos said, Marcos, where did I go to school? Michigan. Oh, that's right. Big Ten Media Week is next week, right? That would be really cool if I was there, huh? Know a lot of
you
the
said that as you were walking towards the around
okay,
the
walking, but, past, walking me, past Lynn.
Let me ask you this.
What's up?
Has there ever been a time where Leroy Hoyt might have been to one of those trips and said he's sick and tired of going to those trips?
No.
So you've
no,
never?
I'm not, like, if I, see, here's how I am. If I don't want to do it, I'm not going to commit to it. But if I commit to anything, I do it. So if I say I'm going to do something, I do it. If I commit to something, I say it, that, then I'm going to do it no matter what. Because I committed to it.
But have you ever done something, commit to it, done it, and then realized if they happen to ask again that you wouldn't do it again? Have
yes.
you ever voiced that?
Yes, I'll tell you when it was.
Okay.
I was in Minnesota, and it was during the winter, and they wanted to fly me up and go do a signing at one of these fairs, right?
Okay.
They say, okay, you'll drive over with the crew or whatever. Okay, fly up to Minnesota, you know, decent money, just, you know, but you like to do a couple of things to kind of get you, you know, around the area. I say, okay. They say, pick you up at the hotel at 9. We're going to be there for a couple of days. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, where are we going? South Dakota. Dude.
South Dakota gets no love.
Dude, I'm going to just say this, right? Like, we stayed in a fancy hotel, and it was like a Motel 6. It was in the middle. It was like at a convention center. So, and it was freezing. So you were there, and then you just went back to the room. Now, I wasn't mad that I committed to it, right?
Okay.
But
it ain't Vegas.
I didn't go back. Yeah, I didn't go back. But I used to always like doing those things. I used to like when I did them in Cleveland, I had one rule. Like, because, you know, they have Browns backers, just like they have, you know, Dolphins fans all over the place. And sometimes they try to get some of the players to go out and have a little, you know, when they do their year-end thing. So I would do them. I went to San Francisco, New York, Chicago, California, L.A., San Diego. And I would just go all these places. But I had one rule. This is the only rule. If I go out there, I'm going to look around and see what nice golf course you got.
I knew it had to be golf.
You got to get me on it. So I got to play the Olympic Club. I got to play Pebble Beach. I went down to San Diego. I played Harden Park. My whole, like, all this was about, you know, meeting fans and doing stuff with them. But it was also getting to do things that I would never do, like go out and golf these nice places. So
that's a key. So anywhere to lure Leroy into doing something.
Yeah.
A nice golf resort.
Make sure
not,
has
not
a
resort.
Nice
not
golf
resort.
Course.
Nice
course.
Golf
no, of course.
Course.
Golf course.
Golf course.
Golf course. Sorry.
I will definitely oblige and consider it. Now it's a little bit different though, because now I'm going up to Michigan because me and my boy, you know, we've been, for 30 years, we've been going back and forth, and Michigan never played Texas. Well, Michigan plays Texas, right? So we're going to fly into Cleveland, drive to the game, and then go to the Cleveland game on Sunday.
Wait, now, hold on.
What?
They played in the national title game.
Not against Texas.
Who they played?
They played
Michigan played Texas.
Washington.
Oh, they played Washington. I'm sorry, Washington. Yeah. Okay, you're right. They did. Oh, damn. I thought that was mine.
Texas didn't make it right in the playoff.
They did. They lost to Washington. They're the team that lost to Washington.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. That's right. Right. So they're playing this year where? In Michigan?
In Michigan.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
The problem is I'm scared because Michigan got, like, losing 12 guys is not the same as losing 12 drafted guys. Right?
There's a difference.
That means that you had a team that was so good that the next level handpicked 12 of the guys. Right? And I'm more than sure there wasn't no backups. So how you going to replace that? So it's not that I don't think they can. I love what Shamar Moore did when his week's off. He was still aggressive. Everybody seemed to be on board with what he was doing. But now it's his show. No, it's different when you filling in for somebody and it's your show.
Well, you can exert more of the things you want when
right.
It's your show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So in the next couple of days, here's what we're going to get. The tour stuff is going to pick up and I'm going to get mad. Right.
Leroy, I asked Tobin this, right? Right before he left. Do you think the Dolphins, like, you know how the Cowboys love all that, you know, the stories, as long as it's, you know, traffic and everything like mm-hmm. that. Do you think that the Dolphins might want to do that? And then sign him like Tuesday, tomorrow night or Wednesday, and just not no more of that story anymore. You just get that story out the way, because you cannot go into a training camp with this lingering.
Here's what happens though. Here's what I'm if it does linger, right? It's a situation that presents itself in the team's own doing, right? The season is already hard and you're going to already have situations and circumstances that you're going to have to answer to. Why would you be the reason why one of these situations is presented and have a player put under that fire all year. Because they're not going to see Chris Greer or the owner, or they can all go stand upstairs and look out the window. They don't have to talk. But Tua's there every day. And he finds himself, and I think what probably the most frustrating thing for Tua is he's got to answer for everybody else that's part of that. Right? He's got to answer, you know, well, what is the team doing? Or he's got to answer, well, what did Mike do? Or he's at their the only point of contact in the whole situation is Tua.
I feel, and I, you know what? I was thinking about it, right, during one of these breaks. I really feel sorry for Tua.
Because he has done nothing. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
No digital. Oh. Welcome back, everybody. No digital Tobin trying to leave early to get to the airport to go to.
Say no digital Tobin.
Big Ten.
Media Week.
Yeah. Leroy won't be there. A guy who actually played in the Big Ten. hopefully I can. I'll get him to get the Michigan coach. Shamar Moore.
Shamar.
And then I'll get him to, because of my own personal reasons, Kirk Ferentz.
Okay.
Kirk Ferentz is one of my favorite coaches. We were in Cleveland together.
Oh, okay. So he was under the Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick, yes.
Got you.
So, and I've always had mad respect for him. Dude, you know how usually intense offensive line coaches are?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't.
He was cool.
Laid back and cool. In fact, when you hear him talk, laid back and cool. It's probably, and he's been that head coach for, I mean, he's the longest tenured football coach in major college football. Will you look it up? Kirk Ferentz. Got to be almost 20 years, right?
At Iowa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to be the most tenured coach in college football. So it's just really cool. He's just a cool dude. There's two coaches that, for different reasons, that I've always been a fan of. Kirk is one of them. And the other one is, I'm trying to think of Lewis for Cincinnati. He was in Cincinnati. Marvin Lewis.
Okay.
And Marvin Lewis had a rule.
Yeah, Kirk Ferentz is the longest tenured active college football coach.
How many years?
24 years.
24 going, years.
Yeah, he's heading into his 25th year this year.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
Yeah, he was 1999.
Hey, they can't score, but they can play some defense.
Dude, if you look at the list, it's Ferentz, Mike Gundy in Oklahoma State, 19 years. Kyle Whittingham.
Gundy been there that long?
Yeah, Kyle Whittingham in Utah is going to be 19 years. And Dabo Swinney, Clemson, 15.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, before that, it was it would have been Nick Saban, right?
Saban would have been the longest tenured.
No, Saban didn't come in the 90s.
For Alabama?
Yeah. No, because he coached Miami.
He's been with the Tide since 07. He was in with he would have been like third Gundy.
Right,
Gundy and Ferentz.
Right.
Yes.
So yeah.
Is there any part of you that feels FOMO for not going on this trip with Tobin?
What?
Fear of missing out? Do you have any case of FOMO?
I
learned a long time ago in this long life that don't miss nothing you never had. Right? Appreciate what you have and don't miss nothing you never had. Spend your whole life looking for something or wishing for something and you don't get it and you didn't enjoy the life you had. So I don't get that. I don't get
it. Wow, that's deep. It's very wise of you.
It's just reality, right? Like you ever meet those people, no matter what they got going on, they never seem satisfied. That means that you have never got to enjoy the life that you had, regardless of what that life is. Make the best of it. That you always wanted this life over here. You always wanted to do that so that the people around you, you made miserable because you couldn't get the life you wanted. And maybe the life that you had was pretty damn good. So I just say, hey, but I'm a, like, I'm good. I'm not gonna lose no sleep over something I never got to experience. I don't know if it would have been great for me anyway. I wish they would ask me. Right? Just like, I mean, I did play in the Big Ten. Right? I do know a lot of participants of Big Ten Media Day, including the athletic director at Michigan, who I've known since I was 10, and we went to Michigan together. Could have did that, but they didn't ask. And to be honest with you, I don't even know if I would have said yes. So I'm not putting that on Lynn or nobody. I think a lot of times they avoid it if, you know, because I've been known to give smart aleck responses to questions.
Really now?
So I think a lot of times they say, I don't want to deal with this. Like, just go. So I don't get mad at them. I just make, but that don't mean I'm not going to make fun. I'm like, so last week, me and Toba went by saying, I mean, me and Marcos said, Marcos, where did I go to school? Michigan. Oh, that's right. Big Ten Media Week is next week, right? That would be really cool if I was there, huh? Know a lot of
you said that as you were walking towards the around
okay,
the
walking, but, past, walking me, past Lynn.
Let me ask you this.
What's up?
Has there ever been a time where Leroy Hoyt might have been to one of those trips and said he's sick and tired of going to those trips?
No.
So you've
no,
never?
I'm not, like, if I, see, here's how I am. If I don't want to do it, I'm not going to commit to it. But if I commit to anything, I do it. So if I say I'm going to do something, I do it. If I commit to something, I say it, that, then I'm going to do it no matter what. Because I committed to it.
But have you ever done something, commit to it, done it, and then realized if they happen to ask again that you wouldn't do it again?
Have yes.
you ever voiced that?
Yes, I'll tell you when it was.
Okay.
I was in Minnesota, and it was during the winter, and they wanted to fly me up and go do a signing at one of these fairs, right? Okay. They say, okay, you'll drive over with the crew or whatever. Okay, fly up to Minnesota, you know, decent money, just, you know, but you like to do a couple of things to kind of get you, you know, around the area. I say, okay. They say, pick you up at the hotel at 9. We're going to be there for a couple of days. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, where are we going? South Dakota. Dude.
South Dakota gets no love.
Dude, I'm going to just say this. Right? Like, we stayed in a fancy hotel, and it was like a Motel 6. It was in the middle. It was like at a convention center. So, and it was freezing. So you were there, and then you just went back to the room. Now, I wasn't mad that I committed to it, right?
Okay.
But it ain't Vegas.
I ain't go back. Yeah, I ain't go back. But I used to always like doing those things. I used to like when I did them in Cleveland, I had one rule. Like, because, you know, they have Browns backers just like they have, you know, Dolphins fans all over the place. And sometimes they try to get some of the players to go out and have a little, you know, when they do their year-end thing. So I would do them. I went to San Francisco, New York, Chicago, California, L.A., San Diego. And I would just go all these places, but I had one rule. This is the only rule. If I go out there, I'm going to look around and see what nice golf course you got.
I knew
there.
It had to be golf.
You got to get me on it. So I got to play the Olympic Club. I got to play Pebble Beach. I went down to San Diego. I played Harden Park. My whole, like, all this was about, you know, meeting fans and doing stuff with them, but it was also getting to do things that I would never do, like go out and golf these nice places. So
that's a key. So anywhere to lure Leroy into doing something.
Yeah.
A nice golf resort.
Make sure it has
not
a
resort,
nice golf
not
course.
Resort. Nice course. Golf
no, of course.
Course.
Golf course. Golf course. Golf course. Sorry.
I will definitely oblige and consider it. Now it's a little bit different though, because now I'm going up to Michigan because me and my boy, you know, we've been for 30 years, we've been going back and forth, and Michigan never played Texas. Well, Michigan plays Texas. Right? So we're going to fly into Cleveland, drive to the game, and then go to the Cleveland game on Sunday.
Wait, now, hold on.
What?
They played in the national title game.
Not against Texas.
Who they played?
They played...
Michigan played Texas.
Washington.
Oh, they played Washington. I'm sorry, Washington. Yeah. Okay, you're right. They did. Oh, damn. I thought Texas
might. Texas didn't make it right. In the playoff.
They did. They lost to Washington. They're the team that lost to Washington.
Okay.
Okay, that's right. So they're playing this year where? In Michigan?
In Michigan.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
The problem is I'm scared because Michigan got, like, losing 12 guys is not the same as losing 12 drafted guys. Right?
There's a difference.
That means that you had a team that was so good that the next level handpicked 12 of the guys. Right? And I'm more than sure there wasn't no backups. So how you gonna replace that? So it's not that I don't think they can. I love what Shamar Moore did when his week's off. He was still aggressive. Everybody seemed to be on board with what he was doing, but now it's his show. No, it's different when you filling in for somebody and it's your show.
Well, you can exert more of the things you want when
right.
It's your show.
Absolutely. So in the next couple of days, here's what we're going to get. The tour stuff is going to pick up and I'm going to get mad. Right.
Leroy, I asked Tobin this, right? Right before he left. Do you think the Dolphins, like, you know how the Cowboys love all that, you know, the stories, as long as it's, you know, traffic and everything like mm-hmm. that. Do you think that the Dolphins might want to do that? And then sign him like Tuesday, tomorrow night or Wednesday, and just not no more of that story anymore. You just get that story out the way, because you cannot go into a training camp with this lingering.
Here's what happens though. Here's what I'm if it does linger, right? It's a situation that presents itself in the team's own doing, right? The season is already hard and you're going to already have situations and circumstances that you're going to have to answer to. Why would you be the reason why one of these situations is presented and have a player put under that fire all year? Because they're not going to see Chris Greer or the owner, or they can all go stand upstairs and look out the window. They don't have to talk. But Tua's there every day. And he finds himself, and I think what probably the most frustrating thing for Tua is he's got to answer for everybody else that's part of that, right? He's got to answer, you know, well, what is the team doing? Or he's got to answer, well, what did Mike do? Or they're the only point of contact in the whole situation is Tua.
I was thinking about it, right, during one of these breaks. I really feel sorry for Tua.
Because he has done nothing wrong.
He's not done anything wrong. Yes. I think we've looked at this guy under such a microscope from the first time we ever mm-hmm. knew who he was, because he was the backup quarterback, came in a national title game between Alabama and Georgia, replaced Jalen Hurts, won the national title for Alabama, right? And Nick Saban. So therefore, he went to a university that he built either love or hate, but it's very talked about. He played under a coach that you either love or hate in college, but he's talked about. Right. And he's polarizing, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
He played for Alabama. Not his fault. He's a great player. He got recruited. He went to Alabama. At Alabama, everybody was saying he was going to be the number one the number one pick. Then he got hurt, so then now there's questions about his health, right?
Right.
Got drafted number 5 by the Dolphins. And then the whole fiasco with Flores, it's almost as if this guy who doesn't do anything but get trapped, but he gets shrapnel from other people's thoughts and views, and it somehow formulates some exact opinion about him that nobody really has.
Yeah, it's, you know what I call it? I tell my wife all the time, I say, I am a passenger in my own life, right? So I'm just sitting here mind my business, and shrapnel goes by and stories come by and stuff like that. And that's what Tua is. Tua is just, you know, he's sitting there and watching the story of his life, and he really doesn't have a say so in it. There's more people around him that have more of an impact on what's going to happen to him than him. It sucks, but you know, here's what I know about what I've seen from Tua. You ain't going to break him. It ain't going to never be a circumstance or a situation where he's on that field and you think mentally he's not into it, right? You know, I used to tell people, there ain't nothing on this football field that could happen to me that's worse than what happened to me growing up. Nothing. So, like okay, right? It's just part of who I was, right? I think Tua has some of that. Because he knows how to keep it internally. He knows how to just keep it moving. But here's what teams do, right? They misconstrue that smile for weakness, right? They think, oh, Tua's so nice and he's so sweet that we can just run over him. Do you want a company guy or you don't? Do you want a culture guy or you don't, right? Because you brag about having a culture guy, and those are the first guys you screw over. So I can't get mad when people say, oh, this guy's this and this guy's that, and he's not getting his money. I can't be mad at him because I see the other side of what they're dealing with. That the company guy doesn't get taken care of. The company guy doesn't get the contract.
Nice guys finish last.
And you know what? I see, I don't believe that.
Or good guys.
I don't believe you have to be a jackass to be successful. There's a lot of people that think that.
But here's the thing. But Leroy, he doesn't. I mean, even if he acts like a jackass, if he wins, nobody remembers him being a jackass. Like,
right.
Because nobody remember when Lamar was saying.
But he will. See, because.
But that's the thing.
Here's what I say. The one thing that I've been my whole life is me. Nobody has ever come to me and say, you being anything else. If you talk to somebody I knew 30 years ago, if you talk to somebody you knew in high school, you guys could all have conversation and you all would say the same thing about me, right? And I value that. Like, the circumstances of my life aren't going to change who I am, right? So what you're asking Tua to do is, you know what, just for the circumstances of what he's in right now, be somebody different than who you are.
I get it.
I know.
It's tough. You know, like, right. Listen, I live by that whole line. You are who you were before you got here.
Right.
So I get that.
Right.
But.
I know.
So, but if, sometimes people force your hand into something that you're not, and that you got to let them know. Sometimes you got to step out and show people.
Here's what they're doing, Vlad. They are taking his kindness
for weakness.
For weakness.
And he's going to show out and, you know, he's going to step out and show him. That's what I'm like. I get that point. Like, don't take my kindness for weakness.
But you know how I would show him? Go out there, ball out, do what you do. And then when they ask to come back and offer you the deal you want and say no, and you go like this, yesterday's price ain't today's price.
No, it's not.
Right? And you just, like, he should never have this kind of leverage. Right now he has the ability to go out and determine his future, and it could impact everybody on his team. And it's not on Tua.
But that's what I'm saying. The franchise is messing around with the future of their franchise.
Yeah.
With taking so long to make this decision.
Right. And maybe we go home and turn on TV and they have a deal. Because guess what? Jordan Love has played a quarter of the time that Tua has played, and he's holding out. He sat for 3 years, right? He played for half a year, and he's holding out. Like, y'all want that? Do y'all want that? Because that's where it's getting to. That's where, if you don't handle your business as an organization, then players are not going to treat you like an organization. They're going to treat you like a business transaction. And I'm going to get mine, and I'm going to do everything I can to get mine, because you don't, you're going to try to do the same to me. But anyway, let's get the hell out of here.
That is the show. For
things,
today,
I got things to do. I got to beat this rain. It's not raining by
no, it's, yeah, no, you're right. We got to go. We got to live Broward. We live in Broward, so we got to go up north. Yes.
We're going up north. That's right where the rain's going.
So, yes.
Everybody be safe.
Join us tomorrow.
Yep. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.